Land managers now realize that fire plays a critical role in a healthy landscape. In some forests, the heat is needed to germinate seeds. Fire also can manage invasive plants. To better understand its role, the National Park Service is mapping the fire history of the Great Plains. Nebraska Public Radio's Sarah McCammon reports.
The history of fire is largely told in the study of tree rings. Huge blazes often don't kill trees, but they leave scars that can be read centuries later. That may be why efforts to map the nation's fire history have moved ahead more quickly in the heavily forested lands of the Mountain West than on the broad prairies of the Great Plains. National Park Service Research Coordinator Gary Wilson says some of the biggest gaps in scientists' knowledge occur in a vast region in the middle of the country.
It's a piece of the puzzle, and an important piece, because this is an area that's been overlooked for various reasons, some of which are not true. I mean, no trees. Well, we know they're trees, some of which are very old, but, you know, it's probably more glamorous to look at a 2,000-year-old sequoia in California versus a 350-year-old bur oak in North Nebraska.
Glamorous or not, Wilson is doing just that. On a late summer afternoon in northeast Nebraska, he and University of Missouri forestry professor Richard Guyette trudge through knee-high grass in a wooded area surrounded by farm fields and dirt roads. Guyette says he can spot an older tree that might be useful for the project by looking at the crown or treetop.
Kind of like looking at hands. You know, children and young people have hands that are long fingers, they're nice and straight. You know, your grandma and I have crooked fingers and thick fingers due to arthritis or living for a long time, you know, basketball injury here or some other kind of injury there. And the same is true with tree crowns.
To find the tree's age, Guyette uses an orange T-shaped tool called an increment borer to drill into the trunk and pull out a core sample, revealing how many rings have developed over the years. He demonstrates by twisting the tool into the side of a giant bur oak.
Now it's getting harder. I'm starting to breathe hard.
After another half minute or so, Guyette removes a pencil-shaped piece of the trunk and starts interpreting the narrow rings and lines.
It's got a really interesting growth setback right there. Like the wind, maybe, or something knocked it over at that point.
Guyette doesn't find any trees here with the right kind of fire scars for the project, but based on his work at other national park sites and data collected by other researchers, he plans to estimate when and how often fires once burned across much of the plains. The information will be used by land managers like Jesse Boley of the Homestead National Monument of America in southeast Nebraska. Fire is used there to burn off exotic plants and make way for native grasses in a 100-acre prairie. But Boley says he can't use the same technique in a nearby woodland because he's not sure if wildfires naturally would have crept into the forest.
Our forested area is a fairly wet area, and so fire wouldn't carry real well through that area. But we don't try because of lack of data.
The $250,000 Great Plains Fire History Project is expected to be finished in about 3 years. Richard Guyette says understanding the natural role of wildfires will become increasingly important in the future as more fires result from global warming, drought, and more people living on the land. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Lincoln, Nebraska.